It pleaseth Almighty Yahweh by thy foolishness preaching. And he will save us from ourselves and save them which believe. And so he has taken an approach that is not intriguing to natural man. They like soothsayers. Those that will feed them dainties according to their flesh. And make them have a sense as though that they are actually doing something. It's he that has done it all. Has paid the price for our sins. And his house shall be called the house of prayer for all people. For the name of Yahweh shall dwell in his house. I think we need a banner right there with his name. HaMashiach. For men shall know that that is his name. I will not be ashamed of his name. In a crooked, perverse generation. I give you all a challenge on this week. I want you to go to the text, the scripture. You look up the word curse and find scriptures that are associated with those that are cursed and see if they are so today. But I ask you one question. Answer it, please. When Yahweh came into the garden and he cursed the serpent, did he curse him? Did he curse him? Did he curse him? And he said, ye priests, you already curse, for you deny my name. What name is it? It's a pagan lie. His name is not Lord. It's not God. He's mightier than every Elohim. He's mightier. He wants his name to be put up in light. You know, these pagan rituals, tomorrow is one of the most highest of satanic ritualism. They come to what they call the playoffs in football, and they will watch that throughout every nation and every country. Watch it. One of the high black Sabbaths. That is one thing that you will certainly know, that the name of their gods, what is called the panther, he's just not a cat, but he's a panther. That's in between a hawk, a raven, a blue jay, and an eagle. And the other one is the eagle. He's the god of the sky. And they're going to match wit tomorrow. Huh? Gods. They call those titans. The gods of titans. The Olympian gods. That's what they're known as. And we would take time to seek out Yahweh. Instead of every kind of folly and frivolity, foolishness, we can learn a few things that will be instrumental in our lives. And when those people began to worship, they will not say, go, football team, go. That will be a distinct expression in go Panthers and go Eagles. Sure will. And you will determine which God, what side of the line you're on. Whether it's the God of the Panthers, and that is his name, Panther. They serve a forgotten creator, and they serve the creature. See, these are creatures, and they serve them. Men will be consumed tomorrow. They will let the whorehouses out early so they can get home. And then on what they call Super Bowl Sunday, they will watch that trash in these whorehouses. Yet they will despise the name of Yahweh. As I said to all of you all, if you leave from here today, don't become a part of that perverted world. somewhere, find your hole like a hermit. There's no way that you're going to call yourself separated and saved. When you enter into these whorehouses, and they're doing every kind of pagan thing it is, they keep their Christmas. How can two walk together unless they be in agreement? And that's the truth. These are pagan men. They know it's pagan. And yet they justify lies. How do you stand with a man that justifies a lie? And a man of Yahweh tells you the truth, you condemn him. And yet they lift up lies. The Easter. The women wear pants like Jezebels. The dresses up to their buttocks. And they say that he's preaching with an anointing. No anointing. No. Not at all. That is not the Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh. It is the Spirit. It is the Spirit of the Church of God. Amen. Church of God in Christ. Amen. The apostolic. And that's all right. Amen. I'm going to preach. For that is what I am. Amen. And it makes no difference how you feel. Or how you respond. And they are under the power of the Church of God, Church of Christ, the Apostolic, the Lutheran, the Baptist, First, Second, Southern, Northern. They all have their commands, but they're not under the covenant, the law of Yahweh. What I think about that scripture, what it says, straight and narrow is the gate that leadeth unto that everlasting life. And he did not say that many, but few there be. See, they don't want to go in at his name. And that's the only way you're going to unlock this door. Is by his name. That's the only way the revelation of this end time is going to be revealed to man. Is by his name. Because Johanna was on the Isle of Patmos on Yahweh's day. For the revelation of what? Messiah. For to be full and complete. That he may know the perfect identity of this one that he served. And we must know his identity. And I say to you, my sister, it is not Lord. It's pagan. It is not God. Which Lord? The drug Lord? The Lord of the Rings? Which one it is? Tell me. Go to your charlatan preachers and ask them the Father's name and see what they will tell you. Ask them, what is the Father? This one that we call God. Express to me what Messiah said when you go teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh. What did he mean? Did he speak a word to confound us? Did he speak a word that we ought to know? Did he speak a commandment? This I command you, he said. Did Peter love Messiah? He asked them if he loved him, feed my sheep. Peter, lovest thou me? Feed my flock. Peter, lovest thou me until he said, thou knowest. And so when a man truly loves Yahweh, he will feed his house. Now with corrupt lies, and I bless him for that knowledge of his truth. Saul said, when Yahweh began to deal with me, I just went to a place. I did not confer with flesh, but he opened up my heart to this revealed truth that men despise. It's amazing that as I listened to Pastor Holthauser this morning, how he said that men, and this man travels the world, how they despise that precious name. They reject the name of Yahweh and Messiah, for they love their pagan traditions. He has a name, and it's not Lord, and it's not God. The name of Jesus is Jesus. It is pagan in its origin. That's why there has not been any power in the midst of the house. We can say what we will or may. We have not walked in Yahweh's anointing. We have walked in a spirit. We have walked in traditions. Our sins have overcharged us and overtaken us, and we continuously in the same sins. And that's the truth. And so he said, at one time you were very ignorant, and I winked. But now I'm calling you all to repent, for your mind to be renewed, for your thoughts to be renewed, for your heart to be refreshed by the profound revelation that I shall reveal unto you. That's why he gives pastors after his own heart. And I bless him for that. He gives them after his own heart and not after your heart. That's what these perverts do. They seek them out that are after their hearts, because they will not infringe upon their ways. They will not encroach upon them in their activities. They will not speak to the effects of their sins. You can frolic and do whatever you want to, and that's all right. Your way intends for us that you can worship any day, true. But he said, Asante Soboth, for men to come into his tabernacle. And you can search it from Genesis to Revelation that day. And the book of the law of Moses, they went into his house and they worshiped. You could not bring a burden in the gates of the city of Jerusalem on the Shabbat. You could not do any of those things. He meant what he said. And he said what he meant. He is not tight-tongued that he doesn't mean what he says. And this is such a vile generation. It's filthy. It's corrupt. I will show you something in Scripture today. May I ask all of you all a question? Do you know the most vile and the virulent spirits that are working in this hour? And the Scripture talks about seven of them. Do you know them? Do you understand what Scripture says? No, we don't know. Because we spend too much time in the activities of the flesh, of our own lust, our own greed, our own sensations, we spend our time. Now what you need to do is cause your soul to come alive by the fruit of Yahweh. You deny his name, you are cursed. And that's the truth. Don't be a fool. That's what Scripture says. It's either that is a lie. The Scripture said, let Yahweh be true, and every man be a liar. Either he told a lie, these same perverts, Sister Horn, they will rob the people about their tithes and offerings and tell them they are cursed and tell them they are losing their blessings. That's why the canker are eating them. And in the second chapter, verse 1 through 3, he talks about those that are cursed because they will not give glory and honor to his name. Now, what is his name then? What is his name? And yet they would take that from the old and say that is relevant in this hour, but yet that is not. They are perverts and liars. They have been transformed into men of light and authority, and yet they are agents of darkness working under the scrupulous power of hell. Yahweh means for his name to shine and to be exalted. And he means for his name to be uttered out of our mouths, because we know that he is our Father. The name of Jesus is pagan. I have no fear in saying that. It's a pagan name. And if I'm a corrupt preacher, you better run and find you one that will satisfy your little quirks and your little desires. Because I will not do it. There's not one of you all in here, not even myself, that's worth me selling my soul to be associated with you. And I will not shun the truth. They are men that the masses of people are gravitating to them. And they have no power. They don't have the spirit of Yahweh. They have a religious drawing power. And they draw them by the tens of thousands. And there is no reproof of sin. And that is the first order of the spirit of Yahweh. Tell me, they have the spirit. They participate in their pagan activities. Their Christmas, their Kataras, their Easters, and all of their pagan celebrations, their Super Bowl gatherings, and all forms of worship to other gods, Yet they say that they are walking in the spirit of truth. I'm here to tell you that they are perverted and they are liars. When a man hears the truth, you don't need to hear it five times. When you hear the truth, the scripture says, you don't harden your heart like the house of Israel did. There you that sit here, you harden your heart against his name. And woe unto your soul, as I speak warning unto you with no fear at all. And that's the truth. I said to the people of the day, how can it be that if Brother Dale is saved, he's going one way, his sister's saved going another way, how can that be? It's a lie from hell. Either that man is a fool on his way to hell, and she's right, or she's on her way to hell, and he's right. Can't be. Can't be, my friends. And I say, how can Sister Dot say she loves God or Jesus, yet she comes to listen to this man? Tell me. Confusion, twisted mind, that is the truth. It's either that this man is speaking a truth that is profoundly right, or he's wrong, then I would flee from him. I don't take that back for anyone. I don't take it back. I'm not offended. And I'm not fearful of any kind of regression when I say things. We're dealing with Yahweh's integrity, his name, and your very soul too. You see, that's what religion has done. The lawyer said, good master, what must I do to inherit everlasting life? He said, you just go and read what the law says, because I am the fulfillment of that. If there's one thing that the King James has done in what we call translation of grammar, it has kind of contorted things. I was looking yesterday as I saw something. I say, how could that be? If you actually read it, it will look like a contradiction in that same verse in chapter. That is the truth. He said, they that are led by the Ruah, the Spirit, they are the sons of Yahweh. And a man that has a pure desire to please the Father, it comes from him. What does he delight in? Truth. You delight yourself in Yahweh, and then he will impart the very desire of your heart. And that is to please him and to worship him. We have walked in religion many years, all of us. And now he is saying there's a time of perfecting that thing which shall be tried by the fire of hell. And we must walk in that anointing in this hour. I don't want to lose track, but I do want to deal with the hearts and the heart of the people of this hour. You're not going to reject him. So I implore you to look in text on this week and look up that word curse. Curse. And see the scriptures that it applied to. See what it says. And tell me whether it is a lie or the truth. It's either the Old Testament has great value or it has none. He came to bear witness of the written scripture, saints. There was nothing written but the prophets, Moses, and the Psalms. And he came to bear the light of that truth. He did not come to destroy. Till heaven and earth, they shall be moved out of their places before one jot of tittle will pass from the law. Not the scripture, but the law. That's what he says. And men have written things in here that ought not to be written, and that is the truth. That's why it's going to take much prayer on seeking your way, that we may understand what he is actually doing in this hour, and it is only by his spirit that he's going to quicken and make alive, only that way. Paul said, I like the way this reads here. In Romans chapter 1, I like the way this translation that I have reads it. It is called Scriptures, Yahweh's Scripture. It reads it like this, Romans chapter 1, verse 18. It says, for the wrath of Yahweh is revealed from heaven against all unholiness and unrighteousness of men who do what? Who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Isn't that amazing? As we read out of that interlinear, P.J. Green is a very renowned man. And he says, true, his name is Yahweh. But why change it at this late of the game? As though we're playing a game. Why change it? That's his name. And you ascribe unto that name greatness, righteousness. His name ought to have its proper place. It ought to be a name that is illuminated. For that is his name, Yahweh. The Father of hosts is his name. He is the great one and the mighty one. And beside him there is no other. And you cannot even get to the Father but by his name. For the Son came in his name. These same lying preachers will tell you to have faith, to believe Yahweh for the healing. They say they are faith preachers of healing. And they have no power to pray even the prayer of faith. You let their son or daughter, their wife, fall under any kind of ailment and see where their faith is. It's not in Yahweh. And they're supposed to be great healers. Let me die in the faith. Let me die. If I die, let me die. That's what I want to do. For if he heals me, that's great. If he doesn't heal me, it's still great. Which one is greater? To stand in his presence or to continue in this vile, evil, corrupt, wicked world? We're going to have a strong constitution to overcome the thing that is in this hour that he always says that will be relevant and prevalent in the earth in this hour. That's why many today are religion. They forsake Yahweh. I will not forsake him for Sister Roberts. I won't forsake him for you. And I won't forsake him for you. I will not forsake him for a son, a daughter, friend, or brother. I won't deny his truth. When he can take an ignorant man like me, an unlearned man, and he empowers me with his anointing, it is not of any strength I possess. It is not anything that I have vested in me. It is all that he has vested in me by the resurrection and the power of Messiah. And to come to the light and the knowledge of whom he truly is. I want to acknowledge him and to know him personally, not with some foreign objects between us, but I want to know my Father. I don't want to call him Lord. He's not a baron unto me. He is my Messiah. He is my anointed hope of Yahweh. That is what he is unto me. And so I will not deny that. There are men that hold the truth of Yahweh in unrighteousness. They know, but they are afraid to speak it. And they have lost their contact with Yahweh. That's why you have all these denominations. They are demon nations. They're filled with demons. No man can sit in that kind of hierarchy of power because they bond a man from the liberty to move in the spirit of Yahweh. There is no spirit in them. That's not but the spirit of flesh. They can flop. They can hollow. They can jump. They can bump. They can fall on their backs and go right out and sin willingly without any conscience or even condemnation of their sins. Don't tell me the spirit of Yahweh is there, because he warns you constantly against sin. Don't sin. David said, I will set no wicked or evil thing before my eyes. In this world, the only thing is set before your eyes are naked wicked women, naked men, at a television that's full of sorcery, satanicism, and the minds are consumed with that satanic spirit. And so they have imagined their own gods. That's what that thing does. It is the power to induce the spirit of Satan. How can you sit 5 hours there, understanding the truth, and watch a football game for 4 hours, and will not pray for 10 minutes? You don't know Yahweh. You're not saved. I don't care what this wicked world says. You're not born again. You come to that truth and understanding. And when a man truly wants to serve Yahweh, he will come to that truth and that knowledge. He will know that there's something wrong with that. Don't tell me that this preaching, even in the beginning years, I would warn us, something is wrong with that thing. As he began to entrust me with small things, he said, I can trust it with something of great value. And I know he won't turn his heart on it. He said, I'll trust it with my name. It won't come by reading books. It won't come by any influence. It will come by my spirit. When he began to awaken my soul concerning that, as I began to search scripture, I saw that there was something missing at my father's name. I have a natural birth certificate there. It says on there, in the place of the father, father unknown. That's what it says on my birth certificate. It says, mother, Bithynia Roberts. Father unknown. And now I made known of my father because he had revealed himself unto me. Father known. I have been begotten of the Father, so there's a birth of my soul that says his name in this white stone that no man knoweth but him. His father's name is Yahweh. And the father's name will never change. I believe that the son's name, because Yahshua is the salvation of Yahweh. When we get into the eternal kingdom of Yahweh, he will not be a salvation to us. He may be the glory and the fulfillment of Almighty Yahweh, but it will still be Yah. I don't know what Yah what, but it will be Yah. And all of our names will be Yah. I don't know what the other part, but Yah will be like that because we will become like him and see him like he is. Religion doesn't teach us that. His name is not Jesus. His name is Yahweh. The Son's name is Yahshua. He came in the Father's name to bring light unto Yah. He did not come to bring a light unto some Greek mythology, Jesus. He did not come to bring some light to some English deity, Jesus. But he came in the Father's name to bring light of this mighty one that created all things and took a nation of people called the Hebrews that were filth and nothing. And he exalted them in a land whereby there were kings of great power and stature and might. And he took nothing and he made something out of it. What? That his name should dwell in the midst of a people while others worship the heathen gods. Worship their church of God. Church of God in Christ. Apostolic. They don't have the doctrine of the apostles. They're liars. They're liars. I was doing some research on that other day. You always will, I hope, to preach and show you the doctrine of the apostles. And what doctrine they preach from. They preach from the law of Yahweh. His commandments. I can show you scripture upon scripture. There's something else I want to deal with today. I want to show you some of the most and the seven most vilest evil things upon the face of the earth today. And when one is cleansed, these seven spirits enter back into them if they are not filled with the spirit of Yahweh. I will read what scripture says. Oh, I know we think it's adultery and fornication. They may be the byproduct of them. But there are things that Yahweh literally hates. He hates them. And they're so vile and filthy before his eyes that he calls them an abomination. Messiah did not speak anything contrary to the word. Was he not the word? Then he is a flat out liar and hypocrite. If he spoke anything contrary to the law, to the prophets, and to the Psalms, he came to fulfill all that. Then I will find me some other form of worship. I will go to the Buddhists, the Krishnas, I'll find something else. Because they will tell you that their gods, they have made mistakes. Yahweh has not made one mistake at all. He created all things for His pleasure. Then who is this one that created all things for His pleasure? What is His name? Is it Lord? You're a liar. Is it God? Lies. His name is Yahweh. Yahweh is His name. The scripture says in Matthew chapter 12, verse 43. This is what scripture says. Matthew chapter 12, verse 43. It says, when an unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through uncertain places. Doubt, Matthew 12, 43. He walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and he findeth none. That's what this generation is about. It's seeking rest, but it cannot find anything. None whatsoever. The scripture says, then the Spirit saith, I will return into my house, from which I am come out, and when he is come, he findeth it empty. Messiah said, I will never leave you comfortless or empty. He said, my peace I leave with you, not the peace that this world offers you, but I leave you your way, shalom. He said, find him empty, swept and garnished. This is what it says in verse 45. Then goeth he and taketh with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, that they enter in and dwell there. Can you think on that for a minute? How wicked can the one that was cast out of you, how wicked can that one be? And it takes seven more wicked than that one. That's what scripture says. Now I want to show you these abominable spirits. I want to show you. They're very subtle spirits. Just like the subtlety of hell. The subtlety of darkness. And are you that sit here, you feel with them. He say, and the last state of the man is worse than the first. You remember how some of you all were so jovial and so full of enthusiasm. And all of a sudden there's no enthusiasm. I will show you what scripture says. You can reject it. It makes no difference at all. I will see what scripture says. It's not some kind of sermonette. You know, I sat there this morning because I wanted to continue on the Holy Ruah. Yesterday, I did research on the fulfilling of Yahweh's law. And this morning, he just opened my heart to this as I sat there. What do I give a people, Father? We must be given his truth and what he says, not some religious experience. But I will read what scripture says. And we will judge things according to scripture. And if we have the spirit of Yahweh, then we will judge. You will judge me. And that is good. I want you to. And I want you to judge me with severity. Because that is the way Yahweh is going to judge. And you're going to stand in the same judgment. So his word is going to judge you now. So when this man of Yahweh preaches a word that cuts sharp, it's powerful. He intends to cut you. He doesn't intend for you to feel comfortable. He doesn't intend for you to feel comfortable. Something is wrong when we can come into the presence of a mighty Yah and we feel comfortable. Something is wrong in your spirit. Even you that have worked jobs before, you go in the presence of your supervisor, your hands get sweaty, you get a little nervous because there's uncertainty there. You don't know what he's going to do, what he's going to say, whether you're going to get fired, laid off. You're not sure of that. Don't tell me you haven't been under that predicament. If you've ever worked, you have. Yet we think we can come before Yahweh. And whatever words the man will say, it either soothe us or it either show us. You go in there for your yearly review. You are nervous. I don't care what kind of good work you think you have done. You're not sure. So there's no way. He never intended for us, this flesh, to not tarry. It's not going to tarry in the sight of Yahweh. And there's no way in this fleshly creature body we're going to come into Yahweh's presence and feel all hunky-dory. He doesn't intend for you to. He's not going to give any place to your flesh. You don't give any place to the devil. He's not going to give any place to your flesh. Then he goeth and he taketh with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. For someone dwells somewhere, they live there. That's where they dwell. Look at this now. This is the part I want you to understand. And the last state of a man is worse than the first. Now here's what I want to emphasize today. These last few words. Even so shall it be also unto this righteous generation. What he calls it? Wicked generation. Now that is what has happened to this generation. That is what has happened. Don't you understand that we had some laurels and some kind of gravity when I was growing up, some values? Don't you understand that we knew what was right and what was wrong? This generation is so wicked it cannot discern what is right and what's wrong because they are seven unclean spirits more wicked than the ones that we have to battle against. So it shall be in this wicked generation. May I say to you that the word of Yahweh is not some word for yesterday. It's always a very present word. It's a very present help. So what he said to those apostles, it was valuable for us because he was writing this for us. It's about those examples that we can see that are written. It will teach us what kind of life to live just by those examples. You don't have to experience it. It is by the examples that he has laid down for us. We ought to know what's right and what's wrong. By those examples. Those are examples. What things that have already transpired and taken place. Those are our examples. Those things. So you don't have to experience it. You don't have to touch those things. He's already given us examples. What we need to do is allow this to be fulfilled in us. Even so, shall it be also unto this wicked generation. Now we must, if he said there are seven more wicked, then something that is wicked, it has to be abominable unto Yahweh. It has to be filthy, sister. That's the truth. It has to be something that's very vile, filthy. He will not touch it. He despises it. He hates it. It has to be that way. So in order for us to find out what the seven unclean spirits are, more wicked, then we must search the scriptures and find them. And they are in scripture. And the other ones that are so subtle, you don't think it's you. Oh, I don't commit adultery, but you do things that are worse than an adulteress. I'll identify them all. And I will show you their character. Solomon was a wise man. He says in Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6. We must identify them. They must be identified. We all can identify adultery and fornication. We can because they are certainly acts of the flesh. But the scripture talks about things that are very abominable unto Yahweh. And he identifies seven of them. It says in Proverbs chapter 6 verse 15. And I'm going to touch on every one of them. The scripture says, therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken. without remedy. And that is what is going to befall this generation. The calamity is going to come upon it suddenly, and there's going to be no remedy for it at all. There's no hope. Our hope is as we dwell in Messiah and nothing else. Their hope is in these corrupt things of this hour. That's why they love filthiness. That's why they love sin. That's why their hearts are given over unto paganism and all kinds of pagan spirits. That's why you young ones can love that rap and that filthy trash. It is birthed out of hell. Its power is in darkness. And when you open your mouth to that, it shows you the darkness in your soul. And that is why you gravitate to it. It is the power of conjuring and divination. And so that's why they love it. That's why they desire that. It's a filthy thing. I don't want to regress back to the 60s and Barry White. I don't care what Barry White sang about. I want to know what he has done to make me white as snow. Who my sin be as red as crimson. I want to understand the whiteness and the cleanness of this mighty power of Yahweh. He said, these six things doth Yahweh hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. Is that not what he says? They are an abomination unto him. Seven are an abomination unto him. He said, first of all, a proud look. That's a very vile spirit. I want to read some scriptures concerning that proud look. You can sense that in this generation. It's one of defiance. It's one that says, you're not going to tell me. It's one that defies Yahweh. That's what it is. He says, a proud look. Let's see what scripture says. I want to read some scriptures on that. Now, he hates them because they are abominable unto him. These are the vile, filthy spirits that are consuming the world today. And they are filthy. We don't think that they're filthy. But that's not what scripture says. David says in Psalms 40, verse 4. I'm going to read now. You can write them down. He says in Psalms 40, verse 4. He said, blessed is that man that maketh Yahweh his trust. And he says, there's one thing they cannot do. And respect not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. He said, when a man doesn't regard those who respect him, and this is a generation they respect the proud. No one is going to tell me, then you're always not going to tell you. He gave gifts unto men. And they turn aside to lies. The calamity is going to come upon them, and there is no remedy for them. He hates them. He hates them. In order for you to understand the power of Yahweh's perfect love, you must understand his perfect hatred. Did it not say that these are the things that Yahweh hates? Does it say that in that text? He hates them. Because they work the subtlety of hell and darkness. Blessed is the man that maketh Yahweh. I know what it says in the King James. That maketh what God? The Lord. What Lord? What drug Lord? They're men that make the drug lords their trust. They make the Lord of Londons their trust. He said, blessed is the man that trusts Yahweh. And respect not the proud. You don't respect them. Men that are proud and those that are proud, women are full of pride. That's like a child. Mama say, say that. No, I'm not going to say it. Say it, boy. No, I'm not going to say it. Say it. No, I'm not going to say you're sorry. It's pride. That's an unclean spirit. You say, I'm a fool. I don't know what I'm preaching. And if I was saved, if I were you, I would say, I would flee from this fool of a man. That's the truth. I respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. He give the lies over unto lies, fables, religious fables. They love them today.
Give me some kind of religious inspiration. Pastor Roberts, is it all right if I heard this preacher say that Christmas, is it bad to do? Oh, honey, there's nothing wrong with that. Let me explain that to you, lies. Well, this preacher talking about, he uses the name Yahweh. Is that his name? Well, honey, yeah, well, sure that's his name, but that's his Hebrew name. You have an American name. And it doesn't change because you go to a Hebrew nation. Does it change because you go to Russia, China, Asia? The name is still the same. He has a name that he gave himself, and his name is Yahweh. And his son came in that name, Yahshua, Yahweh. You cannot change his name. What gives man the audacity and the power to change his name? You can't just go change your name. It takes a written law to change your name. I don't care what you do. You can't change your name. At birth, I cannot change David. I have to go through a rigor to change it. And so what gives man the power to change Yahweh's name? You have perverted. His name is Yahweh. And it hasn't changed. And David says in Psalms chapter 119, verse 21. He said, Yahweh, thou hast rebuked the proud. Do you hear this? That I work. Psalms 119, verse 21. Now this is the word of Yahweh. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are what?
Cursed.
That are what?
Cursed.
They are cursed. Is that a lie? Is that a lie? Well then if a man denies Yahweh's name and give not glory to his curse, that is not a lie either. It is the truth, brother. Bless you. He said, thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed. They have no knowledge of Yahweh. Their minds are not in tune with the things of truth. That's what a cursed mind is. Which do err from what? From what? The Messiah say, I command you to tell them, baptize them in the Father's name. By the authority of the Son, by the instructions of the Holy Ruach, the Kodosh of Yahweh. You can't take from that. He's rebuked the proud. And because they are cursed, they err from Yahweh's commandments. Well, that's not the 23rd Psalm. How can a preacher take the 23rd Psalm and comfort someone, but cannot take Malachi 2? Tell me. Explain that to me. Or their religious traditions. They're full of whoredom, Sister Dean. Do you hear me? Not a false preacher. I know what I'm preaching. It's coming from Him. It's coming from Yahweh. It's not coming by any intellectual ability. But it's strength of power. That it comes from Him. Does it come from studying out of books? Or seeking Him? I hate to keep putting you to work, Sister Marcia, but I want a batter there. Get everything made up. I won't rush you on this one. Hallelujah. Yahshua HaMashiach. The simple of hands up there saying glory. He used to be exalted. He used to be exalted. I looked at the paper this morning, the news, and they had all these fools. They bared the cold weather yesterday to come out and to exalt their God, the Panthers. Isn't that something? And you fools, full of pride, you can't even exalt Yahweh. You're a fool. I say it. I don't take it back. You're full of pride. And that's the truth. He has a name. That if I say to any of you all, if Yahweh is not his name, what is his name? Tell me. Glory. He says here in Proverbs chapter 16. Now if you find I'm reading anything a lie or out of text, tell me. Are not these the things that Yahweh hate? Do he love unclean spirits? If these are very subtle spirits,
Because folks don't think they're full of pride. See, when a man is delivered from adultery, he knows he's mine. He's broken. But one that's full of pride, they're not broken. You see it in their expression, their face, their temperament. You see it in their eyes. You can't hide from this preacher. I have the light of you always shining in my soul. Bless you always, not some tradition of man. But I have you always light down there because I have his name. There's a battery in my soul that cries Yahweh in the night, Yahweh in darkness, Yahweh. Proverbs 16:5. Look what it says. Some people, what it says? How many? That is what? Where? The hearts are deceitful. Is and what? Abomination unto who? Yahweh. Though hand joined in hand, they like to join hands with others. Say, come on, talk to me. He shall not be unpunished. He said, you can join all the hands you want to. You're not going unpunished. You can grab all the hands you want to and say, Pastor Roberts is just not right. He said, that's all right. They will not go unpunished. It's either I am a fool sailing on the way to hell, or you're always revealing a truth that is going to keep us in this hour where my Messiah said this generation shall be just like it. Seven vile things shall overtake this generation, and it will do it from the inward parts of a man's soul, not a fleshly act, not with adultery, grabbing hold of something, but it will rule the sinner of his life, and that's what pride does. That's what it does. It does. If any man goes out here and does something in the physical, then he knows he's done something wrong. But that spirit of pride doesn't let you know that. If I go out here and punch Sister Roberts in the face, I feel bad about it. But pride doesn't make you feel, well, it's just right. And that's it. And debonair. I know. You fool. That's what Scripture says. He said, you won't go unpunished. You can go hand in hand, and that's what they look for, someone they can join hands with. Or tell me, Pastor Wagner, is it all right to do this? Well, sure. When Yahweh delivered me, I asked the man, was it all right to do a certain thing I knew was wrong? He said, oh, well, it's all right. Well, it gave me some confidence in my flesh to continue to do it. And yet when I began to see the scripture, they said, no, it's wrong to do that, son. And so they go join hand in hand. And finally someone to say, well, it's all right to do that. That's what this vile thing that he has cast out of us. He has cast out the nature of a corrupt carnal man out of you. That's what Yahweh has done above all things. It's not as much as about demons and devils. If it's about that nature of a corrupt man. What demon was in Adam when he sinned? Tell me. There was no demon. There was no demon in Adam. He has brought that spirit. He has cast out the nature of that corrupt man, that Adamic nature, and it goes out trying to find someone to join hands. When it does it, it makes an alliance and a covenant with every vile thing that it knows Yahweh hates. And say, let us go back and say, David, I like you the way you used to be. You didn't preach like that at one time. You would say things that it helped me to continue my sin. And so it comes back. Religion is prolific today. Today like all the time upon the face of the earth. If you search scripture, it talks about the seven spirits of Yahweh. He must have something to combat those seven spirits. Isaiah chapter 11. No, I'm not going there. But he talks about the 11 spirits of Yahweh. So Satan must have something to combat those seven spirits. He must. The Ruah are just one of the spirits of Yahweh. That's the truth. That's the truth. Jeremiah, look at this. Jeremiah chapter 13. Two verses. Jeremiah 13, 15 and 16. Chapter 13, two verses. First thing he commands us, as Messiah says, the first commandment is, first of all, hear ye Israel. That's what scripture says. The first commandment is that you hear. Now a proud person cannot hear. They're full of pride. The pride talks to them. And Yahweh say, hear ye, and give ear, be proud. What? Be what? He said, hear ye, give ear now, be not pride, for Yahweh have spoken. I would like to know the one that is speaking, because there are too many gods to know, not to know the one that's speaking. I want to know which one. The God of my flesh, the God of my own lust, the God of my belly. Well, that God of your belly speaks. Don't you know, last night I was up about 1:30. I got up and I walked down between Brother Dolphus' house to check that fire. Smelled something. It was about 1:30. I walked down in the woods down there to check on that fire, see what it was doing. Of course, you know, the devil said, well, I'm coming at you. Well, come on, man. I just have to get his behind me. Oh, I'm not afraid to walk down through there. And I walked down through there to check on the fire. And all of a sudden, I looked over and I saw some of these. I have some of them, what they look, Cajun treats. They're just peanuts. 1:30, 2 o'clock. I'm ready to delve into those things. I'm ready to eat. Till God says, eat. See, I can't do that. I know it's good, but I'll save them for tomorrow. Said, eat. 1:30 now. And I'm there sitting on some of this sparkly water. 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, about 2 o'clock this morning. You know what is no good for me? Nobody says, now I want to rest. I've turned all day. I've tried to take down all that you ate yesterday. So let me just rest a little bit. That's what I want. But not the God of our flesh. It drives us. It's never satisfied. Never. That's why we must be led by the Spirit. We must be. We must be saints. We must be. And that is the truth. So first of all, we hear, give ear. Be not proud now. For Yahweh has spoken. It says, give glory to Yahweh, your Father. Now, that's the way it should be expressed. Before he does what? Then that's what he's going to do. And there you, that some of you look like that's darkness setting in. Man. Why? Because of pride. That's why when you begin to see brothers and sisters, they begin to reject truth. You begin to see darkness setting in. That's just the truth. He said, I want you to hear me. What? Before, and give glory unto me. Before he caused darkness, glory. And before your feet stumble upon a dark mountain, you find yourself going ways you should go, because you want to question your way. You find yourself doing things to go to places. You try to find a mountain. Is that not what Satan took Messiah upon? A mountain, a high place. And you try to find a high place, and there's only one high place, and that is in Messiah. Yeah, that's the spirit of pride. That's why you always say, I hate it. And that's an unclean thing. And that's what it's doing. Yeah. Of all things, sister. I don't know why I'm talking to you, but that's all right. Not a false preacher, sister. Thank you. That I'm not. Glory. I'm not that. Amen. That I'm not. Glory. You both should know I have confidence in him. Amen. That I constantly keep his judgment in my heart. Amen. Judge me. Amen. Show me, Father. Amen. Don't let me do anything to cause the saints to stumble. My prayers, don't let me do that, Father, kill me. That's my earnest prayer. I say, Father, kill me. Don't please your way. Take me out of the way. Don't let me cause the sheep or the little ones to stumble. Because of the loss of my sin, my wickedness. Don't do it. He said, give glory to Yahweh, your Father, before he caused darkness. And before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains. Why ye look for light? They're looking for light now. They're going to this whole house trying to get some preacher to go against even truth. Well, I heard a preacher say that. I heard Pastor Roberts say that. And they're trying to find an answer. There's only one way you're going to find an answer. It's in him. Messiah said, I am the light of the world. I have to be single to survive. If we can sing to survive, we're full of light. So he has to be our single focus. So your way. He said, he turned it unto the shadows of death. And made it gross darkness. Where they can't even see. They can't come from under that darkness. There's such change. That's where he cast the angels. The malachs that sinned against Yahweh. Out into the outer darkness. And they're bound with chains. They're in bound and bondage in outer darkness unto the day. A judgment. Now there are spirits that Yahweh is loosing upon this earth. And these seven that I would deal with, they are one.